T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Roger Daltrey on stage, bare-chested and bare-abdomened, and that was pretty much the look of Woodstock. And in 2022, if they did that all over again and they showed the crowd would look like Bigfoot as opposed to thin, slender 20-somethings. So when and why did America get fat? I want to know. As far as you, just be honest with me. How much weight would you like to lose? If you could press a magic button, how much would you like to lose? Now, I don't want anybody calling in to pimp their own services, whether it's a product or whatever. I don't want that. But I will let you pimp chicken wing places. Absolutely. Let's go to, I know where my priorities are. Let's go to Kat in Amherst on WBEN. Kat, you are on. Hello.
Good afternoon, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Perfect. It's my sincere belief that back in the 60s, our processed food was actually preserved a lot with salt. Somewhere along the way, FDA stepped in and said, you know, salt's not that great. And they substituted a lot of that salt preserving with sugar and processed sugars, artificial sugars, the sucrose, dextrose, maltodextrin,
etc. Now, does this belief have any scientific basis, or is it just a belief?
It is just a belief of mine, and plus the fact that once I stopped eating all the processed sugars in my life, it was easy to drop a pound to 2 pounds a week.
Which is about the most anybody really wants to lose is 2 pounds a week, they say. That is the safe way to do it. How about the idea of caloric intake versus caloric burn? Didn't that figure into the equation?
No.
Well, I mean, 100 pounds of sugar calories is not going to be any more than 100 pounds of carrot calories.
You know, for myself, the big difference was once I stopped eating a lot of the processed sugars, that's when my weight started coming off.
So how much did you lose?
I've done it very gradually. I was over 200 pounds. I'm down to 165 over a matter of maybe about 15 years.
Well, that's a little slower than I'd like to go, to be honest with you. I'm just saying.
A good 10, 15 pounds was once I stopped that sugar, though, and that was...
So what do you eat? I mean, what did you give up? When you say you stopped eating the sugar, a lot of people don't read labels, like I don't read labels. What did you give up, and what did you replace it with?
Well, it's surprisingly enough, you know, I can't even pick up saltine crackers without reading the ingredients, because a lot of your saltine crackers are made with sugar. A lot of the pre-made frozen food, French fries, a lot of them have maltodextrin or just plain dextrose it's frozen with. So a lot of the convenience frozen food I had to give up.
So we need more salt, you're saying, and less sugar.
It helped in my case.
Well, all right. Thank you very much. A lot of people, of course, are told to limit salt intake because of blood pressure. I mean, it's a tricky thing. I don't know. Again, I don't know if there's any scientific basis for what she's saying. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. John is up next on the other end of the continuum. So we talk about chicken wings, too, because this is National Chicken Wing Day. This is such an awkward juxtaposition of topics. Only I could do this. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, Tom. How you doing, brother?
It's a beautiful day.
It is. Yeah, I just heard you talking about chicken wings, and there is a way you can lose weight. I don't know if we want to name names or not, but it takes discipline. And if you follow the program, I have found that you can lose weight and do lose weight. At least I did. But again, it takes discipline. And you don't want to name what it is that we follow, right? As far as
is it keto? Is it paleo? Anything like that?
It's Weight Watchers.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine.
Yeah. Weight Watchers is very cool. I mean, you can basically eat what you want to eat. Of course, they always change the structure of it every now and then because it's how you make money. You just change things a little bit. But basically, you can eat what you want. It's just that you have to follow the program. You get a certain amount of points based on your age and weight and things like that. And yeah, so it does work if you are disciplined enough to follow the program.
Well, and you know, I read a sign the wrong way one night. I walked into Height Watchers. It was really weird.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I know Booker, your good friend Booker, with bowling. I haven't seen him in a while, and I miss him a lot. I've mentioned that on your Facebook page.
Yeah, he's been laid up with knee surgery, so he's hurting a little bit. So you talk about the Weight Watchers thing. What it has on my screen here is you remember the first time you ate a chicken wing.
I do remember the first time I ate a chicken wing, and I remember my ex-wife gave me a grief because I actually ate a chicken wing and blue cheese to go with it. It was at Kenmore Lanes, and way back then, they did a really good job with their chicken wings. And they still do, actually. But that was the first time I had a chicken wing. And now when I go for chicken wings, there's so many choices in Buffalo and Western New York, it isn't funny. One of my favorite places is at the Audubon North Bar and Restaurant on Sweet Home Road. Did you ever go there?
No.
You went there?
No, I have not.
Oh, yeah. It's just a neighborhood place. You could wait a little longer sometimes because they expanded its capacity a little bit. He's got a very small cooking area, but it's not like you wait a real long time, but it's worth the wait. Everything is freshly made there. And right now, I think it's like $29. You get a double order of wings. It's 20 wings, and you get a pitcher of beer.
$29. Oh, but they give you the pitcher of beer, too.
Yes, sir.
For the $29, because some of us remember 10-cent wings, which, interestingly, corresponded with roughly the time we got obese in America. I think the 10-cent wing was accountable. Why did your wife give you a hard time for eating the chicken wing?
My ex-wife, I don't know, because I tried something different without her in blue cheese, and she apparently didn't like that. That's not why she's not my ex-wife right now. But, yeah, she just gave me a hard time.
Well, it depends on what you try without her. I mean, that's chicken wing would be the least down the list, I would think.
Absolutely. But you know what you said about 5-cent, 10-cent wings and things?
Yeah.
Sure. That's what it was back then. And back then, you know, a double order of wings was 24. And I remember being able to eat 24 wings and a pitcher of beer and burger with it. I can't do that now.
You know what? That idea absolutely nauseates me. I get a single order of wings. I'll have maybe 2-3 wings. That's it. Then the rest the table can have because I don't want them. I don't need them.
Yeah. Yeah, I just have a few now. I don't do like that anymore, that's for sure.
No, that's insane. John, thank you very much. All right, the first time he had wings, Kenmore Lanes, and the Audubon place he mentioned. I know that listening to me on the radio, you might think that I've been to every bar and restaurant in Western New York, but that actually is not the case. Like you, I am a creature of habit. Then there is the issue with chicken wings of hot, medium, or mild. I say if you're getting chicken wings, you get them hot. Now, some people get the suicidal hot. I'm not sure if Duff's still offers that as an option or if somebody's complained about the use of the word, but I must tell you that if you put a gun to my head, and please don't, but if you put a gun to my head and said, all right, Tom, best wing in Buffalo, who has it? I would say, oh, Duff's, duh, and you got to get Duff's hot with extra celery and extra blue cheese. That is the way to go. I have always been a big fan of Duff's. Oh, I forgot a very important element. Always ask, at least I do, to get them done crispy. I want well-done wings. All right, 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Why did America get fat? Why did you get fat? What do you do? What have you done to lose the weight? I mean, places like Weight Watchers, I guess it's okay if you use their particular name. It's just I don't want every weight loss center in the area calling up trying to get free airtime, if you understand what I'm saying. But if it's something that you have done, I got to weigh each one individually with no particular criterion except what I feel at that moment. But do you remember the first wing you had? I must have been 13, 14 years old. My first girlfriend ever had a sister, and she decided to make chicken wings. And I thought, well, this is unusual. What a strange thing to be making, chicken wings. And then the first time I bit into it, after the blue cheese, I thought my mouth was going to actually start exhaling flames like a dragon. Didn't happen that way. I had some water and then continued to eat and eat and eat. I'm not sure how many chicken wings I had when I had my first chicken wing, but it was like it's like the potato chip. You start, you can't finish. You start, you just can't stop. Which is, I guess, the same as not being able to finish. You just keep going and going. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Joan in Buffalo. Joan, first things first, when do you think America started to get fat? And do you agree with the premise that if Woodstock were held today and they showed shots of the crowd would look about twice as big individually as the crowd in 1969?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I read a book from a cardiologist who talked about that, saying, you know, why do we see women jogging down the street and people are doing all these triathlons and everything or doing, you know, races, but you still see people and they're fat. And he believes it has to do with how our wheat has been genetically modified.
Genetically modified wheat.
Yep. And he talks about... There is a wheat available called einkorn, which has been untouched basically over 20,000 years ago. And it is something you can buy and is available. But he did studies where it was a cardiologist. He did blood sugar tests on himself. And after eating like a piece of bread made with this einkorn flour, a real basic recipe, and then one made with like a typical white flour, and it showed how like his... you know, he said he had headaches, felt bloated, had some brain fog, noticed his blood sugar spiked up much differently, and had some other notable changes in his blood values. So that's this particular doctor's theory, that it has to do with our genetically modified wheat.
So you read this book by the cardiologist about einkorn wheat, but you didn't do that yourself. What did you do?
Well, actually... this sounds like a crazy thing. I walked into a pharmacy and they had this artificial slab of what 5 pounds looked like on a scale, and it really just disgusted me. And I've been wanting to lose probably 10 pounds, but just haven't been able to do it over the last 10 years. And I just always believe it's calories in, calories out. Your body works like a bank. You know, you put more in, the count goes up, you take it out, obviously you're going to lose the weight or go down. But, you know, that's easier said than done. So I found using a weight loss app and really literally tracking what you are putting in your mouth and how many calories a day, because until you are really aware of that, the portion sizes and how much you're eating, you really don't have a good sense of it. And for me, it has been successful. I lost about 10 pounds, about a pound a week. You kind of put in your height, weight, age, how much you want to lose, at what pace. And basically, you can eat what you want, you know. You want to eat that cookie, you want to have ice cream, okay, go ahead and have it, but it's going to cost you this much. You're going to have to, you know, either have a deficit for that later in the day or alter your eating or say, you know what, that's it, I'm done for today. No more eating till tomorrow. And I found that has worked. I'll admit I've been kind of stuck at a plateau for the last few months. But again, I probably haven't been as strict with it, even though I have been still counting the calories. But I'm being honest with myself. And, yep, I haven't eaten a few hundred more a day. So it's kind of been, rather than going to a loss, just a maintenance. But
which app did you you use Lose It?
Yep, Lose It.
That's a great app.
Easy. And just back to that book, I actually do buy the einkorn wheat and have noticed, like, you do feel less bloated and, I do feel better eating it. But I guess I don't really buy into believing in, like, any specific diet, like the Atkins low carb or the, don't eat any white bread. I think it's all about knowing what's going in versus what's going out and having a real conscious awareness of it. Or I don't even think the exercise matters as much. I mean, I believe in it and it's important and I exercise, but it really is all about what you eat. And you can eat a larger volume of food if you're eating healthier foods.
Right. Understood. Joan, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go. My problem is I don't do my own cooking. I'm a restaurant guy. I don't know why I have a kitchen in my house. I should just convert it into a gym. Here is Chuck. Like it's big enough. Chuck in Boston. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello there, Tom.
Yes, sir. You remember the first chicken wing you ever ate?
I'm not originally from here. I'm from Pittsburgh. I met a woman in Georgia. I came up here on vacation, this, that. The townhouse in Hamburg. It had to have been, I'm 60 years old. It had to have been almost 30 years ago.
First 30 years of your arteries' lives were fat-free, and you moved to Buffalo, and everything changed.
Yep. And now it's called moderation, and yes, you're right. The obesity in this country is pretty bad.
How about you, Chuck? When you look in the mirror, are you happy with what you see? I am not.
No. No. I need to lose at least 10 pounds. And I always watch what I eat to keep the weight down, to keep the chronic pain and everything out of the, out of the equation. So a little bit more cardio and watch what you eat.
So what are you going to do? You remember your first wing, but what are you going to do to lose the 10 pounds? Which, frankly, 10 pounds sounds like nothing to me.
It's
10 pounds seems like it ought to be really easy to come off.
If I can get my rear end moving a little bit faster.
Well, how about the idea that it's all a question of how many calories you burn versus how many calories you take in. That's the only thing that matters, no matter what you're eating.
Right. And you just got to moderation. If I go out to eat, like you said, you go out to eat a lot. I don't. I'll rather cook for myself. I have a garden. I have veggies. And that ends up being meals for me during the summer. It's the winter months that I end up putting it on.
Well, it's easy. It's easy to do around here, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I've noticed it more and more.
All right, Chuck, thank you.
Good weekend. Be safe.
Thank you very much. But I will say this much. When I go out, more often than not, I get a salad. Seriously, salad is my favorite thing. I might not look like it, but I'm killing lettuce and onions and tomatoes at an astronomical rate. I just hope that radishes don't have feelings.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.